history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going well. This isn't good, this story.
Oh, no.
But I think when things ain't good, we've got to talk about them. Otherwise, this is going to get even worse.
Very true. Very true.
So here we go.
Just really prepping.
Scientists studying leaves from a 23-million-year-old forest that was located in a small, extinct volcanic crater at a farm near Dunedin.
Oh,
would you believe?
Shout outs.
It was about a kilometre across, and it once held a lake. Right, and they have for the first time linked the high levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide with increased plant growth and the hot climate of that time.
Okay, so they're talking about the time when it was still volcanic.
Yeah. The finding adds to the understanding of how rising CO2 heats the earth and how the dynamics of plant life could shift within decades when CO2 levels mirror those of the distant past.
Okay, I think I'm following.
Yeah.
As you said, there's a lot of science going on here, and it is.
But when you think about it, like if you don't get it now, listen to the podcast after you've drunk about 3 cups of coffee and it'll be really good. In the new study, the researchers took samples from a 2009 drill core that penetrated 100 metres to near the bottom of the dry lake bed.
Oh, wow.
So they held the remains of plants, algae, spiders, beetles, flies, fungi, and everything was layered between whitish annual layers of silica-rich algae that bloomed each year and the blackish layers of organic matter that fell between the seasons, and these included countless leaves from a subtropical forest.
Whoa! Subtropical forest near Dunedin?
In Dunedin, yeah.
Blimey.
Because there was no, back in them days, I forget what that period was called, but there was no ice, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I know.
Okay, and they preserved that perfectly that scientists could get their original chemical composition, and they analysed the carbon isotopes within the leaves. Don't know what that means. Seriously.
I was quite impressed I was like, damn, this is serious
copy
science.
Copy that bit down and be like, I don't know what that means.
Googled a lot of this, and by this, my mind was just mushed. Anyway, within the leaves from half a dozen tree species, and they found at different levels, right? The lab and field experiments have shown that when CO2 levels rise, many plants increase their rate of photosynthesis.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because they can more effectively remove carbon from the air and conserve water while doing so, right? So back 20-odd million years ago, it was hotter than it is now.
Yeah.
But the plants adapted.
Oh, true.
And they sorted it out. Because plants are clever.
Yeah, plants are pretty clever. Bloody clever.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, a study based on NASA satellite data shows a global greening effect, mainly due to the rising levels of man-made CO2 over recent decades. And a quarter to half of the planet's vegetated lands have seen increases in leaf volume on trees and plants since about 1980.
Oh, so what you're saying is that our like trees and stuff are getting leafier to try and deal with the man-made CO2.
Yeah, but
far out.
So they're saying we're stressed out, we're going to produce all these leaves.
Now this seems like it might be good news because it's like they're coping with it.
Oh, great.
But no, it isn't. Increased CO2 absorption won't come close to compensating for what humans are pouring into the air. Not all plants can take advantage, and those that do, the results can vary depending on temperature and availability of water and nutrients.
Yikes.
And there's evidence that when some major crops photosynthesize more rapidly, they absorb relatively less calcium, iron, zinc, and other minerals vital for human nutrition.
Okay, so
is that
where that ends?
there's no good end
that's
to it.
And
so
good morning.
That's where we are.
So right, all right.
So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is quite a bleak story. I mean, we could also look at it and be like, this is galvanizing. We're going to change something, maybe.
Please.
So that means we're going to be like, and not that, you know, I mean, we did this to ourselves, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we didn't. Other people did.
Well, yeah.
We didn't do it. But we're all guilty, I suppose.
Does that mean we're going to end up lacking in those minerals too?
Yeah,
that's
because
the food we eat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
That seems like a question for Natural Ange.
Yeah, I was going to work with her on this, but... Yeah.
She's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not. Right, okay.
The one thing I do think is cool about that, though, is it is always interesting to see how nature adapts to stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild. I like the idea of trees just desperately being like, come on, we've got to just pump out as many leaves as we can right now.
I remember learning about photosynthesis in school.
Yeah.
Sorry, you learning about what now?
my mind was blown.
The one thing I can remember from biology at school is the song we had to learn about photosynthesis.
Oh, go on, in this area.
Yeah, absolutely not. We'll just save that one for another day.
I don't think we learned a song at my school.
If you Google photosynthesis song, I'm sure it'll come up. Okay. There can't be that many.
Someone's
out there.
Texted in, Rob, saying that their 3.5-year-old started talking in the same accent as you.
Brilliant. I've got nothing to do with it.
she started dropping all of her T's.
Good. That's brilliant.
Mum, can you do up my buttons, please?
Yeah, if you can't speak proper, shut your mouth. That's what we always used to sing.
That is fantastic. Like to hear from Rob's fans, so thank you for that. All right, we've got a poem going here, Bard of Bollocks.
Yes, we have.
Shall I hit the button?
Yes.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, bit of a backstory on this one. Travelling, if you're on public transport, you've got to wear a mask. Well, everybody's got to do it. Mm-hmm. You just got to do it.
It's a big fine, isn't it? It's a couple of $1,000.
Is it really? Well, it should be. It's being responsible. I see people go to work with steel toe-cap shoes on because they're for safety. Part of, you wear crash helmets. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You put your seatbelt on, you should wear your mask.
And I saw a bit of an incident on a rail bus on Saturday night, and I was so incensed I wrote a poem about it.
All right.
Perfect.
It's called You Should Have Worn a Mask. I really don't think it's that much to ask, just wear a mask. Seriously, you're not going to make anyone go away. But listen, we're all allowed to have our own say. And I've heard you say stuff like, the earth's flat and no one has walked on the moon, and the universe is actually a giant plastic red spoon. 5G towers make you walk funny, and the lizard people own all the money. No such thing as climate change, and the earth is only 6,000 years old. You just believe any weird stuff you're told. Before I finish, I'd just like to say, no, it isn't. Yes, they did. That's totally ridiculous. No, they won't. And no, they don't. You should have worn a mask, and because you made a fuss, the driver wouldn't let you on the bus. I can feel my voice begin to drone. I hope you enjoyed your walk home. You should have worn a mask.
Hey! Oh,
thank you.
So many clicks for that.
I took all the swear words out from when I wrote it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the explicit version sometime. Yeah,
maybe Saturday Drive can have that.
No, we'll do it on that. But just do it. What's wrong with people? Come on.
Pop a mask on. Good advice.
Just, the vein in my
I can see it. It's popping.
Rob, thank you very much for a wonderful poem with a very good message. And also another kind of good message, I guess, to be conscious of the climate as well today. We've had a PSA kind of mind trench this morning. I'm into it.
Yeah, I need to do something funny tomorrow. I'd like to thank Dave for that one, actually.
Cheers, Dave.
And thanks, Dave. I've got a tune as well.
We'll hit this and then we'll hit the tune.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
What's our tune today?
She's lost.